stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com. Back for another edition of Ask Mr. Quantum and Mrs. Quantum. We're joined right now by Nathan and Aaron from Quantum PC in Sturgeon Bay. And talking a little bit off air, is there a bigger indication right now that we're getting close to the tourist season with how busy businesses have been getting ready for the tourism season?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing an uptick in service requests just to get, you know, new services set up. We got some new restaurants opening in the area, seeing some just changes in management at some hotels around the area. And all of that, you know, kind of paints this picture that spring is coming and everyone's kind of, you know, thawing out and getting ready for the tourists to show back up.
And, you know, I think a lot of people think about, hey, we got to plant some new flowers. We got to clean up the rooms a little bit. We got to make sure we get new product in and out and stuff like that. But you're really busy doing a lot of things that might be a little bit more behind the scenes. What are some of those things that you've been up to?
Yeah, definitely. Well, especially for seasonal businesses that may have been dormant over the winter, you know, you come back and dust off your computers and phones and, you know, we got to check and make sure those devices are still working and that the network and the Wi-Fi system and the phones and cameras, everything is still working the way it was, you know, when you packed up in the fall. And even if the business wasn't dormant, you know, it's probably been operating under reduced load during these months. When we get back into summer here and we ramp back up to 100%, there's going to be more demand on those computer systems and servers, etc. So we like to get in there and make sure, you know, all that stuff's functioning at 100%. And this is also a good time, you know, to look back at previous years. If the Wi-Fi system had been an issue in years past, a good time to kind of look at getting it updated before the busy season. It's a lot easier to come in now before everything's occupied, all the restaurants are full and all the hotel rooms are full. It's a little easier for us to come in, you know, get our work done now and then be out of the way before that chaos hits.
And you bring up a good point because people, you know, businesses that maybe they have Wi-Fi for their customers or Wi-Fi for the guests, obviously things were still pretty crazy up here, but they were probably operating at a load that, you know, maybe half or a little bit less than what they're used to and things like that. What should businesses look at when they kind of consider, hey, maybe my Wi-Fi needs a little tweaking?
Yeah, well, it's a few things. We've certainly just seen a change in internet usage pretty dramatically over the last year. You know, people are spending a lot more time at home while they are home, but even while they're traveling, they're spending a lot more time kind of closer to the hotels and closer to the properties, using a lot more Wi-Fi. So one of the things we're just looking at this year is really, you know, extended range capabilities. If you're not out, if you have an outdoor pool and it's not getting reached, or you have, you know, outdoor areas, especially around the hotels and properties, a lot more people, like I said, hanging close by and using the facilities there. The other thing is just increased capacity. If you don't have dual band radios, you know, being able to provide more bandwidth further along around the property. A lot more people watching Netflix, YouTube, streaming, multiple devices streaming, kids on their tablets, things like that. There's just, during peak times, there's a lot more usage than there ever has been historically in the past.
And what's been maybe some of the solutions that you've been able to have with them? We hear a lot about things like mesh networks, network extenders, and things like that. What's been maybe some of the things that you've been working with businesses installing inside of their businesses?
Well, we do a lot of wired mesh technology. Recent example at the Bailey's Harbor Yacht Club Resort, you know, we look at an entire property that's separated, you know, by four separate buildings. You know, and we do a wireless survey to figure out, you know, where does this Wi-Fi need to reach? Where are the dead spots? And then basically pull Cat 6 cable for infrastructure throughout the building and then install multiple wireless access points in a wired mesh configuration. This will blanket an entire large area with Wi-Fi. We can cover properties, you know, 100,000 square foot even. In the case that there's multiple buildings, we use wireless bridge technology and basically can take a single source of the internet and spread it over a very large area, including multiple buildings, provide Wi-Fi to your guests at every corner of the resort.
And if you're a business that's kind of looking at maybe tweaking their Wi-Fi a little bit, what's your recommendation? Should they be out on their phone, maybe playing with, you know, searching for bandwidth or looking at internet speeds? What do you recommend in that case?
Well, it doesn't hurt, you know, to just do some real-world reality checking with your own cell phone. You know, it's pretty easy to pull up a speed test app. We do, our favorite is the Ookla, the speedtest.net application. You can get it on Android or Apple. But it doesn't hurt to pull up a speed test app and just, you know, connect to the Wi-Fi system and do a simple speed test. Compare that to what your advertised speed is, to maybe what Spectrum is telling you you're getting to the building, and try to, you know, do a quick calculation on what kind of loss you're looking at. Now, there's always, you know, your internet comes in one area, and you want to look at the extremities of your property and look at the furthest away point from where your internet's coming in. Do a speed test there and try to wrap your head around, you know, the difference from when you're standing directly next to the router compared to the opposite side of the property. That's where, you know, a wired mesh system can come in and play a huge role on spreading that Wi-Fi effectively, you know, throughout the entire property. A properly functioning Wi-Fi system, you know, even if you're in a resort with, you know, 100 rooms in it, the Wi-Fi should be the same, you know, wherever you're standing in the building. A properly configured system would also have one Wi-Fi name that was harmonious across the entire property. Sometimes we go into resorts and we see maybe 10 different Wi-Fi networks at one property, and guests might be confused which one to connect to or what they're supposed to do to stay connected. Those are some things we're looking for when we do a survey.
And how do you simulate? You mentioned before a lot of people are doing more with streaming and things like that. You know, they might be using the TV inside the room, but, you know, Junior is playing PBS Kids, personal example. or somebody else is watching a Hulu or a Netflix. How are you able to simulate all those devices when you're making those types of recommendations?
Sure. Well, we put load on the system, you know, and then basically we use equipment that we move around the property with us to simulate load against access points. We also use some predetermined ratios for the number of access points compared to the number of the rooms in the square footage area so that we can provide, you know, suitable overhead for any number of guests to connect. Every venue, every hotel, every property is different and requires special consideration for the size of the radios and the placement of the access points to determine and to make sure that we have, you know, enough capacity for the number of guests we're looking at. It's much different, maybe an Airbnb that has at maximum 10 or 20 guests compared to a venue that, let's say, has a wedding hall where we have areas where there might be 500 people at a time connected. So pretty large gamut there of possibilities.
And Aaron, I know you talk to a lot of people on the home side of things as well. Yeah. And you know what? You know, whether you're a business or a home, sometimes Wi-Fi issues just kind of runs the gamut throughout the county.
You bet. And especially with how technology has changed for us all over the last year, and it just keeps changing, we're a lot more dependent on technology. So making sure that you have a stable Wi-Fi connection at home for all of these things that you also need to do while you're up here on vacation, that's another area that we can help out in as well by doing similar types of things, but maybe not busting through all of your finished walls in your homes and putting cabling in. That's where we can, you know, look at a wireless mesh system. So the same type of technology that Nathan was talking about in a business, just wireless, where we don't have to fish the cables through all of your finished walls.
Another thing that you've been busy doing for businesses is kind of point of sale phone systems and things like that. Once again, a lot of, you were saying that last year a lot of businesses maybe held off on that. And what are some of the things that businesses should consider if they did hold off on it? And can they push it to another summer, or is, hey, maybe this is the year we approach those issues?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, this time, you know, we did see a lot of folks that were looking at, you know, potential projects were starting to kind of pull back and say, you know, priorities are shifting around. And with COVID, you know, we want to see what happens. Certainly this year, we've seen a real rebound on that. A lot of projects that were on hold for us, like the Egg Harbor Marina, for example, a lot of those projects that we were kind of, you know, just waiting to see what would develop are moving forward. Some of the things that priorities do change, especially like during a pandemic like this, you know, what was important before the pandemic could definitely change. One of the things we're really seeing is the phone systems with the ability for remote workforce. So we've had a lot of clients that were already pursuing phone systems or have decided after the pandemic to get into a digital VoIP phone system that allows you to have remote extensions for a workforce at home. We don't know what's going to happen, obviously, with everything going forward, and we're hoping that you know, everything is going to go back to normal at some point. But, you know, if the need comes for people to work at home again, having a business phone system that allows a remote extension is a huge advantage. Last year when this went down, our businesses that were already set up with a RingCentral system, we were simply able to take employees' phones off of their desk at the office, bring them to their home and plug them in, and they were back in business calling from their company number from their kitchen. So I think that's going to, you know, we're going to continue to see a huge surge in those business phone systems because of the remote capability and also Zoom video conferencing technologies. So beyond the work at home or work from home solutions, we're seeing a lot of hybrid Zoom rooms, like setting up, you know, maybe a conference room at your office to have a nice professional dedicated Zoom environment. So beyond using the webcams and laptops at home to connect back to Zoom meetings to do people's jobs, there's also a lot of people in telemedicine or legal fields or financial fields that are using Zoom meetings at their office. And we're, again, just seeing a big rise in these professional conference room setups to kind of make a nice, dedicated, and proper-looking environment for that.
And do you see that maybe being a growing trend? Because even if you don't have to go back to the office, it's almost hard to believe that if people have the option to, well, you can come to the office or you can work from home. Hey, you can take your kids on vacation and extend it out instead of taking a weekend, take a week and just work in Door County. Why not?
Absolutely. And like a lot of things in Door County, I think we're just a little bit behind the curve right now on the work from home. A lot of our offices and professionals, a lot of people are still, you know, a lot of our offices are small and, you know, people are still going to work. But definitely like what we're seeing in the urban areas, I mean, entire workforces from large utility companies, you know, down to through all the industries, a lot of people are going to work from home. And we are starting to see more of that up here. So I think as things continue, more people are going to adopt to that lifestyle. Part of it is, you know, people's availability to high-speed internet at home. So as we see new emerging technologies like Starlink get more people connected, there's going to be more ability for people to work from home. We still have a lot of clients here that, even during the worst of the pandemic, had to go to the office so they could get high-speed internet. We've even had clients that had to use their personal vehicle and park outside their library or another business to use their internet to conduct reliable Zoom meetings. You know, part of that is the internet infrastructure in here in Door County is a little bit behind. But again, as these players like Starlink show up in the market, those people won't have to sit in their car outside the YMCA anymore to get their jobs done. They'll be able to do it right from home. And that's something I'm very excited about.
Another thing that I feel like we're seeing people take a little bit more control of is security of their homes, of their businesses. Before mm-hmm. you had to contract, you know, like an ADT, for example. They do right. a good job, but you had to contract that out. Now you're seeing Ring. You're seeing some of these other different services. And that's something that Quantum PC has been helping homes and businesses with as well.
Absolutely. you know, there's obviously a ton of cool smart home gadgets, a lot of them that are focused on security that, you know, anybody can go on Amazon and buy these products, and they're really designed as a do-it-yourself, you install it at home and set it up yourself. Well, what we're finding is some of these devices aren't as intuitive as they're advertised, and people receive these packages, and all of a sudden, after several hours of frustration of trying to get something to work, they're either going to send it back or destroy it. Don't do that. Don't do either of those. We can help, no matter how simple the device is, whether it's a Ring doorbell or a Nest camera or a smart garage door opener or a lighting controller. We have experience with all of that stuff. A lot of our technicians use those products at home. We use a lot of them at the office. So we can come in and we can help, even if it's a do-it-yourself project that you think is supposed to be simple. If it's not going your way and you want a little hand with it, it might only take us 15 or 20 minutes to, you know, get you going in the right direction. You'll probably learn something in the meantime. And then we can always help support that stuff down the road too. So with all that being said, sometimes, you know, maybe you want the Nest cameras, but you'd like one where it's out of range of your Wi-Fi, or you got a man cave out in the backyard or a little she shed and you want to get a camera out there. We can help with a wireless bridge, get your connectivity out there, and make sure all those devices work for you instead of against you.
And what's been maybe some of your recommendations when it comes to some of those things? Is it just user preference, or if people were to give you a call and say, hey Aaron, hey Nathan, I want to do this at my house, but I don't know what's actually the best. What are some of the recommendations that you have?
Well, there's all kinds of factors to consider. Mm-hmm. Some of them are, you know, just physically how the home's built and where is there access to pathways or power or, you know, other low voltage cabling. So some places require a little more heavy lifting to get those projects installed. So for something like that, we recommend and like the wireless Nest cameras. Now, those also carry a subscription. They're a very nice product, but, you know, it does cost something monthly. So we have alternatives to that, like the Wyze cameras, you know, that don't require a subscription, but they're not quite as elegant. For the doorbells, we really like the Ring doorbells because they have a really intuitive app. They work. They're very reliable. But again, they cost like $5 a month or something, so it's not for everybody that you know. So we have other options that don't carry that reoccurring subscription charge, which are also good. Now, one of the things we always talk about with people and like to consult about is what products they might currently have or what accounts they currently have. If you already have a Nest thermostat or already have a Nest carbon monoxide detector or you're interested in those devices, the Nest camera is a really good fit then. If you already have a Ring doorbell, then, you know, the Ring spotlight camera might be a good fit for the garage. So if you're working with a clean slate, I've got some favorites I like to use. If you've already got, you know, some stuff that's existing, I like to kind of try to stay within one ecosphere if possible.
So we've been kind of talking about almost like a business checklist of things that when it comes to technology, things that businesses, you can easily apply it to your own home as well. So Nathan, Aaron, once again, if businesses were to kind of go into their business, check things out and say, I want to tackle all the things tech today. What does that checklist look like and how can Quantum PC help them check those things off?
Sure. Well, the two biggest ones that I'll start with are the Wi-Fi and the phone system. And, you know, these priorities are going to be different for every business. But I will say right now, if a hospitality business, the Wi-Fi is the, you know, that's really the number one reason people are leaving the one-star reviews. So if this is something you're getting beat up on and people are complaining and they're leaving the one-star reviews, it doesn't cost anything to have us come in and do a site survey, provide an estimate to fix the Wi-Fi and you know, get it working properly. And that has, I think, the number one biggest return on that customer-facing, you know, this is a service that they're expecting. They're coming to the resort. If it fails to meet their expectations, they will complain and leave one-star reviews. So Wi-Fi to me is a big priority because that's real important. Secondary to that is the phone system. It's also a pretty big priority. And depending on the condition of the phone system, this could be more important right now than the Wi-Fi because, you know, people are calling and that first point of contact when you answer the phone, you want high quality, crisp, clear digital phone that they can, you know, they can tell that they're talking to a real business. They don't want to hear the tin can, you know, plain old telephone system, echo chamber, staticky analog connection. That doesn't bode well for the conversation. Now, an upgraded phone system provides a lot more than that crisp, clear digital phone call. It can provide remote extensions, greater flexibility, customization, all kinds of cool stuff. With that being said, if you already got the Wi-Fi system and the phone system, we like to, you know, make sure your security system's in check, make sure the cameras are all working properly, or you know, that's another important one to look at.
And then lastly, we get to your actual computer. You know, what are you actually taking those reservations on? When was the last time that was replaced or updated? Especially if it's been sitting dormant over the winter or it just hasn't been used to its full capacity and it's about to. It's time to bring that in for a tune-up and get that checked out and upgraded as well before you really need it.
Now, I know we talked about point of sale, those types mm-hmm. of things. This is the time of the year where you're really busy with that. Are you seeing the same thing with computers as well?
Yeah, seeing the same thing with computers. People are looking, they're like, okay, we're almost done with the school year, but next year we need to be ready. We need to have this in place. What does that look for us? What are some things that we need now? Or now I'm going to be starting this and I want to take this business abroad. Or now I've got kids and they're going to be going to college. It's time to kind of now start looking at the devices that they're going to need for that and what that's going to take.
And with the businesses as well, I mean, you're thinking of hotels, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a reservation system.
Yep.
Or they even have kind of the free computer that everybody can use to quick check emails and things
right.
like that. Are you seeing calls on those to make sure that those systems are cleaned up and
yes.
operating clearly
yep,
as well?
It is. It's that time of the year. So it's like, okay, we're about to open up our marina, but our computers are so slow. What do we need to do? Nope, you need to bring those in now so that we can get that all upgraded so you can use it for a couple of weeks, work out your kinks so that by the time, you know, May 1st hits, you're ready to rock.
And what's been maybe the biggest issue that you've seen with those computers so far?
A lot of them are just the fact that it is like the last thing that you think about. You know, it's just, it hasn't been replaced in 10 years and it's okay. It's time for a new one. A lot of things have changed over technology in the last 10 years. So it's time to get those updated and upgraded and go from there and you'll have a better experience. Then it won't feel so much like work.
Well, before we wrap things up on another edition of Ask Mr. Quantum, if you have a question for the team at Quantum PC, Aaron and Nathan, Aaron, how do people get in contact with you and what's your recommended way of doing that?
Absolutely. You can always give us a call at 920-256-1214 or you can send us an email. It is repair@quantumpcs.net. So either call or send us an email and we'll set up that site survey. We'll come take a look at what you've got and provide you with an estimate and we can go from there.
Each and every month we will highlight different tech questions. So make sure you contact Quantum PC or you can even email us those questions and we'll bring them up to Nathan and Aaron on our next edition of Ask Mr. Quantum at DoorCountyDailyNews.com.